Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, six cutting-edge product highlights from the International Builders Show. So after touring the International Builders Show and looking at all the product, the thousands and thousands of square feet of new innovations, products, and trends from the industry, I decided to do another podcast here just to talk about some of the other products and things that I didn't cover in some of the previous podcasts from the show. This is sort of a compilation, if you will, of different things that I saw at the show. Some of these are really new and noteworthy things. Some of these are things that just didn't quite fit into the other categories, but mostly new things that I saw that hopefully people can grab onto. And some of these things are just neat and different products. Some of these solve issues that we've seen out in the industry, filling gaps and those kind of things. So let's begin. Let's talk about six new product innovations that I saw at the International Builders Show here in 2022. Okay, first off, let's talk about this one product because I had no clue where to put this. But there's a company that is now manufacturing what I call the water fountain fireplace. And again, I had no clue where to put this, so this is the perfect spot for it. But it's a fireplace that has, so it's a gas direct vent fireplace like you'd see anywhere else. But it also has additional components in it above the fireplace, as well as kind of a tray that comes out at the bottom. And it has a shooting water fountain that comes out over the top of the, comes out of the top of the fireplace, arcs out, and then shoots water into this tray below in like a nice stream. And then of course it just continues to cycle the water. So you sort of have this mix of elements where you have the heat and the flames, and then you have the moving water. So, you know, you can have one on or the other, have them both on. So especially for the people that want to bring in those elements, especially the feng shui type, where you have the fire and the water and the sort of counterbalance between that, you certainly can achieve that here. Now, this company didn't stop there. They also have all sorts of other fountain designs, whether they're for outdoor circular fountains to some other unique indoor wall fountains. So if you're looking for that really unique item for your home, you can definitely look into those kind of things and bring in those kind of elements and bring in that water element or the feng shui element into your home. So I thought that was pretty cool and definitely wanted to catch that on our show here. The next thing that we saw, which was I think a one of those that fills in a need, and that is there are more options now finally coming available for the floor-mounted faucets. Now, if you don't know what a floor-mounted faucet is, these have become quite a bit more popular now with the move to the freestanding tubs. So the giant bathtubs that sort of sit out on their own, you know, we've gotten away from the deck-mounted whirlpool and seeing a little bit more of this move back to the larger tub, the floor-mounted tub. Problem was there really was only, you know, one to two faucets available for these, so there wasn't a lot of choice in them. But that has changed in 2022 because now there are more styles. So Kohler, for example, has come out with several different designs for their floor-mounted faucets. And they have basically what I would call three different styles. There's a contemporary style, a traditional style, and a more industrial style, along with the traditional offerings that they had. I think they had two prior to this. So now you've got at least five choices here, plus with these five different styles, there also are multiple color choices within each style. So on the floor model, they had a French gold, they had a matte black, and they had a polished chrome version of some of these faucets. They also looked to be a vibrant or brushed stainless type faucet as well. So you may not be able to get all the color choices and all the different styles, but certainly you have a lot more options if you are putting in one of those freestanding tubs. Just a word of warning, if you're a consumer or you're a builder for that matter, these things can get pretty costly because not only do you have the cost of the floor-mounted faucet, which is easily $1,200 to $2,500 depending on the style and the finish, plus installation, but you have that cost of that freestanding tub, which is several thousand dollars and up. So, you know, bottom line, you're probably looking minimum $6,000, probably closer to $10,000 to really do up and have a really nice floor-mounted tub that gets a little spendy for most people. And it could even go up from there if you start adding in all the bells and whistles in the tub, start doing, you know, chromotherapy, aromatherapy, lights, and all the kind of stuff, the jets and different things that you can do with these things. So it could be a very expensive luxury add for you. But if that's something you're into, by all means, put it in your house. And we'd love to put one in too. That would be a lot of fun. We actually have one going in this year for a client, but kind of more along the basic lines. So it's starting to hit a little bit more in the market, and we are seeing those. All right. Another thing that kind of fills a need, and we're seeing a lot more of this, and we've had a few requests for this lately, is the stackable washer and dryer systems. And almost every manufacturer this year that we saw that had appliances was featuring some sort of stackable washer and dryer. So this is not something that is a coincidence by any means. Stackable washer and dryers are becoming a little bit more requested because people are running out of space. People are also wanting them as an auxiliary. So you have your main washer and dryer perhaps on the main floor or in your basement potentially. And some people are putting these stackable washer and dryers in their closet or somewhere upstairs so that, you know, they don't have to haul everything around. If you just need to do a quick load of laundry, get some clothes washed, we are seeing people use them that way. But we're also seeing this for a space-saving usage. So, you know, especially on the main level and these houses are getting smaller and need to get smaller and more cost-effective, a stackable washer and dryer can save you several feet of space. You know, you've got a 2x2 area for a washer and a 2x2 area for a dryer. If you can pull that 2 feet out and maybe instead of having a laundry room, which is 6x9 or something like that, and you can put it inside a small closet in a hallway, you can save that square footage and use it for something else. So if you don't need the full laundry room in your home, this definitely is very workable, whether it's an apartment, a very small condo, multifamily. I think this has a lot of use, and we are seeing more of this hit the market. Another item that kind of fell off the radar a little bit, kind of came back on just recently, was the return of the warming drawer. And this is something that, you know, I think was kind of starting to hit a little bit, and then you know, there just became so many other innovations with appliances. It got kind of lost in the shuffle. But the warming drawer, I saw several manufacturers kind of promoting these again. I don't know if it just didn't fully catch on initially. Like I said, there was a lot of innovations happening a couple years ago with appliances. Also, all the smart appliances and induction cooking and all these other things. So I think the warming drawer got kind of lost, but they're kind of bringing that back and showcasing that a little bit more. So especially around the holiday seasons, having that extra device that you can use to keep your rolls warm, keep your dishes warm while you are cooking your main meals. Obviously, this would slide into a lower cabinet and fill that need for you. So did see that showcased again, thought it was noteworthy and something that we should bring up here on the podcast. All right, we got two more items here. This is another fill out the lineup kind of thing. And the plumbing company Roll has showcased quite a few more pot filler options. So the pot filler is the kind of articulating faucet that comes out of a wall, usually right over your cooktop. And it usually has like two arms that fold up against the wall, but you can then hook them out and articulate them so that it goes right over your stove and you just turn the valve and you start filling up your pot. So instead of going over to your sink, lugging this big pot and filling it all with water and then lugging, especially if you're making pasta, like a really big pot full of water and then walking it over to your stove, perhaps spilling it all over the floor, you can articulate out the pot filler, fill up your pot right over the stove, and away you go. Plus, if you need to add a little bit more water here and there, super convenient, and definitely helps you out. So the problem with those is that there's typically only one or maybe two looks for those. So they've come out with several new styles and designs. I saw five or six different ones on their display. So if you want to get more of those different looks, much like the floor filling faucet that we talked about for the freestanding tub, there are more options now for your pot filler as well. So you can get a little bit closer to that desired look you want in your kitchen. And I think there were probably some people that punted on putting a pot filler in if they didn't like the style of the faucet that they had to choose from. And frankly, there wasn't very many to choose from beforehand. So now there are plenty more options to really match the style and the look that you have for your kitchen. All right, and then the last but not least item from the IBS product highlights is with regards to the air filtration of your home. And this was just kind of a cool product. It is a pure air replaceable filter. And this particular filter, though, is set up that you can replace any traditional furnace air filter, like the thicker media filters. It's a device that goes in place of that. And the big thing that's different about this is that this will take out the COVID-19 particles in the air. So if this is something that you're concerned with, if you're in an area of high infection rates for COVID-19, you can put this in. It's a heavy-duty 16 MERV filter, and you can replace your regular traditional media filter with this, and this will help provide additional filtration and protection against the COVID-19 virus and particles in the air. So much cheaper than some other options like the UV light and putting in HRVs and those kind of things. So certainly something that might be of interest that came out through Lennox and is something you can add in to your filter and your furnace to improve your air quality. So there you have it. There are six brand new IBS 2022 product highlights. If you guys enjoy this podcast, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating and also a positive comment on there. We really appreciate it. It helps more people understand what we do here at the Home Building Hero and provide great content to more people out there in the building industry. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.